next on the 5 o'clock report.
Where's the proof? Where's the smoking bat?
Critical race theory is basically teaching people to hate our country.
The 45th president was slandered. He was libeled.
And I'm anticipating a great summer.
Now, let's go to him.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. Firing Fauci.
It's time for him to go.
That is our top story at 5. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says pandemic point man Dr. Anthony Fauci needs to resign or else get fired for his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Republican says Dr. Fauci has lost the confidence of the American people.
He did, in fact, dismiss out of hand the prospect that this virus could have originated in the Wuhan labs. We now know that is by far the most likely origin for this virus. Dr. Fauci appears to have focused more on protecting his agency, which was funding research in those labs.
This week, Dr. Fauci pushed back on growing calls for him to step down.
Attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science. All of the things that I have spoken about, sometimes those things were inconvenient truths for people. So if you are trying to get at me, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science. You have to be asleep not to see that.
Senator Cotton says Dr. Fauci is letting his ego get in the way of sound public policy when it comes to this pandemic.
He's now referring to himself in the third person like a prima donna NFL wide receiver trying to protect his reputation, which has deservedly taken a hit based on his repeated flip-flops and evasions over the last year and a half.
Louisiana Senator John Kennedy also calling for Dr. Fauci to step down.
This isn't about Dr. Fauci. It's not about his feelings, and I'm sorry if his feelings were hurt. Maybe he ought to buy an emotional support pony.
Senator Kennedy says Dr. Fauci has politicized the pandemic, and he can't be trusted anymore.
Since day one, Dr. Fauci and his expert friends have told us, look, the virus occurred naturally. It jumped from a bat into human beings. Well, it's been a year. Where's the proof? Where's the smoking bat?
The White House says it is standing by Dr. Fauci, calling him an undeniable asset in the fight against COVID. Speaking ahead of the G7 summit tomorrow in the UK, President Biden announcing today that the U.S. will buy 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine to give away to the rest of the world.
America will be the arsenal of vaccines in our fight against COVID-19.
The president says the vaccine doses will be given to nearly 100 low-income countries. No strings attached.
Our vaccine donations don't include pressure for favors or potential concessions. We're doing this to save lives, to end this pandemic. That's it. Period.
Following the G7 in the UK, the president heads to Brussels for a NATO summit on Sunday. He'll sit down with Queen Elizabeth next Wednesday. He meets with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin.
His message he's going to be sending to President Putin is when you have these bad actors in your country who are doing harm to our infrastructure, whether it's hospitals or pipelines or our meat supply, that you have a responsibility to take action.
That is White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki. Getting it wrong again.
Sick police on peaceful protesters so he can make a big show.
The mainstream media wiping egg off its face again after an inspector general report shows former President Trump never ordered police to clear out a D.C. park of protesters last summer so he could stage a photo op in front of a church. Mr. Trump took heat from the mainstream press after they falsely accused him of ordering authorities to clear out Lafayette Park for that photo op. The IG report says police were called to the park so a construction crew could put up a fence, not for a presidential picture. Radio talk show host Ben Ferguson.
This is about the narrative. You had a president they wanted you to think was evil, that hated you, that was paranoid, that was willing to attack American citizens for a photo op. It was all lie, but this is what we know about this media. They were willing to lie, tell any lie to get Donald Trump out of the White House.
The former president came under fire from many in the mainstream press for holding up a Bible outside of that church near the White House that was burned during a race riot last summer. Fox News contributor Geraldo Rivera says the mainstream media owes Donald Trump a huge apology.
The president, the 45th president, was slandered. He was libeled by mainstream press for smearing him and alleging and perpetuating the myth that he unleashed the force of the United States government to clear Lafayette Square.
Donald Trump says the IG report completely exonerates him from any wrongdoing last summer. Now to the southern border tonight, Texas Governor Greg Abbott will host a security summit there to hear firsthand from those most affected by the crisis. Joe Martinez is the sheriff in Valverde County, Texas.
The numbers keep increasing and it's only going to get worse. We cannot sustain this for a long term. You know, we need some help. Our federal partners, Border Patrol, need some help.
Last month, 180,000 illegal immigrants were arrested trying to cross the border. Florida Senator Rick Scott says Vice President Kamala Harris's recent trip south of the border accomplished absolutely nothing.
She knows it's a crisis that Joe Biden created. She doesn't want to take the media down there and highlight the problem that they have. They are not securing the border.
Border agents say illegal crossings last month were up 675% from a year ago. The VP has been put in charge of the southern border crisis and has yet to step foot there. More than 20 states taking action to ban critical race theory in the classroom. This mother from Virginia calls it a form of brainwashing.
If you love this country, you will do anything and everything to stand up for the vulnerable population, and that is our children. It's up to us adults, parents, and teachers alike to come together and speak up for them for the sake of this country.
In Florida today, the state education department voted to ban the teaching of critical race theory in the classroom. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Critical race theory is basically teaching people to hate our country, hate each other. It's divisive, and it's basically an identity politics version of Marxism. So I don't think it has any place in the classroom. Certainly shouldn't be funded by tax dollars.
Teachers unions call the move in Florida today to ban the teaching of critical race theory, quote, politically motivated. Still to come this Thursday, closing time in Albany, pandemic powers in Pennsylvania, and Nick Walenda at it again.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. The weekend is almost upon us, and the weather looks mixed. We'll see some sun, also a couple showers and thunderstorms owing to the approach of an old front and an upper air disturbance. But in the meantime, most of us have a nice night tonight ahead. Now, there will be a shower or a thunderstorm in parts of western and central Pennsylvania this evening. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy to clear tonight with some starlight and low temperatures in the 50s and low 60s. For tomorrow, we'll find a mix of clouds and sunshine, but there'll be a shower thunderstorm in spots. High temperatures in the 70s and lower 80s. Saturday, clouds and sun in a mix, but there will be a shower too, especially in the morning from the Finger Lakes south into central Pennsylvania. High temperatures Saturday, 70s and lower 80s.
All right, Kevin Williams, checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Thursday, June 10th, that massive manhunt for the suspect accused of shooting a New York State trooper last night continues tonight in Broome County, New York. Authorities say 34-year-old Jason Johnson considered to be armed and dangerous. Todd Stratton with the New York State Police.
We believe he's still armed. We don't think we've recovered the weapon yet. We do believe he's still armed. We do believe he's still in this general area.
Police say Trooper Becky Seeger was shot in the hip while responding to a welfare check last night in Windsor, New York. She is expected to make a full recovery. The man charged with a triple homicide in north central Pennsylvania, arraigned today on murder charges. Authorities say 23-year-old Matthew Reed of Sunbury entered a home in nearby Snydertown yesterday, shot and killed 58-year-old Susan Williams, 59-year-old James Dickens, and a 17-year-old unidentified male. Police say the victims were all killed over a car. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf's pandemic powers coming to an end today. The state Senate voting to pull the plug on the governor's emergency declaration orders. It follows a House vote yesterday.
Some might suggest that we will no longer have a king in Pennsylvania.
Michael Gear at the Pennsylvania Family Institute.
Through the COVID crisis, with the emergency declarations that that Governor Wolf signed back in March of 2020 and continued to re-up every 90 days, and it basically enabled him to unilaterally impose all sorts of restrictions and challenges on the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania that harmed businesses, that hurt churches, that just had devastating effects.
Last month, Pennsylvania residents voted to rein in the governor's pandemic powers, and with today's vote in the state Senate, it became official. The last day at the office for New York State lawmakers, the legislature could adjourn for the summer today. They could come back tomorrow, though. Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedom.
The story of this session, though, has really been the fact that the governor has just checked out. Normally, you know, you see the end of session, the governor is still pushing legislative priorities, but he has just been absent from this process.
Governor Cuomo under several investigations, ranging from COVID-19 nursing home deaths to sexual misconduct claims, but Jason McGuire doesn't think an impeachment probe by the Democrat-run state assembly will go anywhere.
That impeachment investigation isn't probably going to move through the legislature. We're going to have to wait to see what happens with a federal probe, the report that releases from there, and the attorney general's investigation.
McGuire thinks lawmakers are using the impeachment investigation to get what they want from a politically vulnerable governor. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf says he'll veto legislation that would ban vaccine passports in the Commonwealth. Wolf says the measure, which also prohibits the health secretary from requiring face masks and imposing travel restrictions, simply goes too far.
As I understand it, the health secretary would be unable to prohibit it from going on television or telling anybody they ought to wash their hands. I think that's probably going a little far.
Now, the Republican-backed bill passed the state Senate Wednesday and would prohibit businesses and colleges from asking people for proof that they've gotten the COVID-19 vaccine. COVID numbers in New York headed in the right direction. They're going down, way down. Infection rates the lowest they've been since the pandemic began.
I think we're going to continue to do well. I think cases will continue to fall, and I'm anticipating a great summer.
Dr. Thomas Russo, an infectious disease expert from Buffalo.
Unfortunately, SARS-CoV-2 is going to be with us, but it's going to be controlled. Cases will be minimal.
Dr. Russo says he doesn't expect to see a spike in COVID this summer because of the growing number of folks who've already had it and who've already been vaccinated. Experts warning you pet owners to not let your dogs eat too many cicadas.
Trillions of cicadas have emerged across the U.S. after spending 17 years underground and have become an easy source of protein for dogs and cats. But now some dogs are getting sick from feasting on them. Dr. Jerry Klein of the American Kennel Club says cicadas are not toxic, but they could become dangerous in excess. An expert at Purdue University said cicadas have exoskeletons that could be hard to digest. So if your dog's eating too many cicada shells, it could make them sick.
Michael Kastner reporting. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors.
Stocks trading higher and reaching all-time highs today. The S&P 500 gains led by healthcare, real estate, and communication services. The Dow up 20 points, the Nasdaq gaining 109, and the S&P 500 adding 19. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Why do bad things happen to good people? In Proverbs 24, Solomon writes, "For a righteous person falls seven times." Hi, I'm Rob West with your MoneyWise Minute. Ever felt like you are that righteous person who keeps falling over and over, even though you're doing your best? Solomon also says the righteous rise again. The righteous are knocked down and have hardships and trouble, and bad things might hit them, but they get up. They don't give up. Spending plans are like that. Just when you have enough money saved for a small emergency, a big emergency strikes. Medical bills come out of nowhere. Cars break down. Prices keep going up. God knows your needs. He promises to meet all of them. And he will if you always get up one more time when you get knocked down and you seek him first in your life. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the MoneyWise community. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance in your app store or visit MoneyWise.org.
Let's stop by the Weather Center one more time. Kevin Williams.
The weekend is almost upon us and the weather looks mixed. We'll see some sun, also a couple showers and thunderstorms owing to the approach of an old front and an upper air disturbance. But in the meantime, most of us have a nice night tonight ahead. Now, there will be a shower or a thunderstorm in parts of western and central Pennsylvania this evening. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy to clear tonight with some starlight and low temperatures in the 50s and low 60s. For tomorrow, we'll find a mix of clouds and sunshine, but there'll be a shower thunderstorm in spots. High temperatures in the 70s and lower 80s. Saturday, clouds and sun in a mix, but there will be a shower too, especially in the morning from the Finger Lakes south into central Pennsylvania. High temperatures Saturday, 70s and lower 80s.
Alrighty, Kevin Williams, finally at 5. He is back. Another high wire act in the works in western New York. Family Life's Bob Price.
Yeah, Bill, Daredevil Nick Wallenda will return to the Buffalo area this month and walk atop a wire at DeUville College. That event scheduled for Thursday, June 17th, 1 week from today, actually. It's all part of the grand opening of DeUville's new health professions hub. Wallenda is known as the king of the high wire. 9 years ago, on June 15th, 2012, he became the first person ever to walk an international wire over Niagara Falls. Bob Price, Family Life News.
No fear. Thank you, Bob. That's the world we live in this Thursday. As always, thanks for coming along. I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.